considering the schedule we've played, I'm not shocked that we're 5-6. You know, I'm not shocked. I thought it, you know, we could even be worse if we didn't, you know, win up in Rhode Island and, you know, beat Charlotte by 22 out in Hawaii. I mean, those aren't dog teams.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. What put you doing in your head? 3 points, 5 for 36.
Yeah, and most of them were wide open looks in the first half when we ended the half only down 8. In the second half, you know, I can't say we did the same thing. When a team switches like that, it's almost like playing against the zone. You've got to penetrate, try to take it to the hole. Okay, that's one thing. Or throw it into your big guy and see if he can go a little one-on-one in there. And the other one is penetrate and kick to the open man. We counted 12 wide open jumpers with nobody within 10 feet of us that we missed. So in the second half, we tried really hard to just, you know, not settle for threes at all. And we lose by, you know, whatever, same margin.
Nothing is back to the offense, but what do you take out of this? 5 assists for the game, 4 of them by Lance.
Well, again, a lot of guys were moving the ball to get guys open shots, but guys were missing them. I mean, Marcus Malone missed 3 wide open looks that every day in practice he knocks down. You don't get assists when guys miss shots. We played Charlotte out in Hawaii, and their stat sheet was something like 4 assists and 23%. And they turned around and won their next 2 games. It's like, you know, when you don't shoot, you don't get many assists. The only way we felt we switched everything, okay? A big man sets a screen on a point guard. They switched it. So the only way you can beat that is take him off the dribble and kick it to the open man or take it all the way to the rim. Yeah, you can always look at a stat sheet. Our kids are trying to, you know, they don't hit the open man. I didn't see anybody playing selfishly at all out there. And Lanny probably should have had 10 assists instead of 4.
But talk about the defense.
Well, I thought our kids defensively were working hard. And, you know, we tried a bunch of different things. You know, we tried some zone. We tried some straight man-to-man, some switching man-to-man. But when you shoot as poorly as we did against a good ball club like that, you know, your defense is going to have some breakdowns in it. And UNLV did a really good job of spreading the floor. And, you know, they had 3 point guards out there, and Kruger and Adams and Ume. And then they brought in a kid from the off the bench who can also handle the ball. They did a real nice job of spreading it out. Now, they led us, one of the leading teams in the country in steals. On the bright side is we had 5 turnovers. You know, or 6, I don't know. 6 turnovers in a 40-minute game. So, you know, we weren't just sloppy and lackadaisical. It was just, and they're a very good defensive team. I think their opponents averaged 21 or 22 turnovers. You have to look at the stat sheet, their stat sheet.
What was the motive for you to have on offense that good foul?
That hurt. You know, I thought Jamar, despite the fact he's playing really hurt, and a lot of kids would not even play, it hurt.
Well, with Kentucky and Memphis coming up, what do you guys have to get right here?
Shoot. Gotta shoot.